David wrote Psalm 142 when he was alone in the cave, and he felt alone. Famous people, film stars and singers, sports personalities have often said that they feel alone, and people in the Bible said it too. David said that when he was in the cave, "There is no one who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for me." The Apostle Paul found it. He said at my first defense, when speaking to Timothy, "No one came to my support, but all deserted me." Job knew it. He said, "My brothers stay far away from me. My friends are complete strangers to me. My relatives and my closest friends have stopped coming. My house guests have forgotten me. My breath offends my wife and I stink to my own children." Now, the Hebrew word for soul, nephesh, means what you are to yourself, not how we appear to others. Many people have smiled pleasantly on their way to commit suicide. Most of us can put on a good show, but God deals with us as we really are. He deals with the heart. And David was saying, "No one cared what I was like deep down." Now, Jesus died alone. He knew what it was like. And Paul said in the next verse to the previous one that we quoted, "Only the Lord stood with me." Charles Weigel, the hymn writer, wrote, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus. No other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me." He wrote this after the sad experience. Coming home from an evangelistic trip, he arrived to find a letter from his wife saying that she was leaving him. She didn't want to be the wife of an evangelist. For years after this, he didn't write any songs. And 5 years later, he met her in the street. That night, or soon afterwards, he went down to the lake, walked to the end of the dock, and considered throwing himself off. God spoke to him. He went home, and the words of the song came to him as fast as he could write. Although he wrote 1,000 songs, this was his most famous. Mary Slessor was a missionary to what is now Nigeria. She would often rescue babies who were in danger and dying, and often the infants filled her home by the dozen. She learned to tie a string to each of their hammocks. As she lay in bed at night, she would pull the strings as each baby needed soothing. The prophet Hosea said that we are linked to God with cords of love, cords that cannot be broken. The gentle cords of his eternal love bind our hearts to him. It is the real you that God deals with, not the surface you or the outward you, nor the show-off you, but the genuine, real you. That is why Jesus came, to take away our guilt and the power of our sin, to give us a fulfilled and happy life. We must let him be the one, for he seeks us out. He has noticed us. He will stand by our side now and always, even when we are in the wrong. George Matheson was only 15 when he was told that he was losing what little eyesight he had. He enrolled in the University of Glasgow, but as he pursued his studies in theology, he became blind. His sister joined ranks beside him, learning Greek and Hebrew to help him in his studies. But his spirit collapsed when his fiancée, unwilling to be married to a blind man, broke their engagement and returned his ring. He never married, and the pain of that rejection never fully left him. Years later, out of this experience, he wrote the hymn, "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be." David was a prisoner of his circumstances. He was not at that moment in control. Others seemed to be pulling the strings. There is an overall providence. God is over everything. There are no circumstances that can keep us down. Paul said on one occasion, "Often knocked down, never knocked out." It was not the result of David's wrongdoing. It was a result of the jealousy that King Saul had for him. It turned like a prison for him. There was going to be an end to the situation one day. Yet some of the most exciting times of his life and some of the most wonderful psalms were written when he was in caves, fleeing for his life. And we too, in our loneliness, can have a marvelous experience with God. May God richly bless you. Amen.